Morning, Jared. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, boys. How's it going?
We're going very well, thank you. Just how satisfying, before we get into this week's game, how satisfying for you to watch, I guess, squad players and debutants get the win against the Sharks on the weekend, and also being led by Sam Williams?
Yeah, very exciting, mate. Like you said, seeing Sammy get the opportunity to lead out the club that he's loved, all his life. He's worked tirelessly for. He's come and gone a few times, and he's always been a Raider, mate. And to get that chance not only to play on the weekend with a lot of young kids and lead the boys out, and he scored a nice try, and I thought he played a really good game of footy. So I was very proud of my little mate, and it was good to see the boys that have worked hard all year that without playing a game get an opportunity. I think it was a great day for the club, but we could give those boys a chance, and we didn't just throw them a jersey. You've got to be ready to play first grade to get the green jersey, and those boys were all ready by the work they'd done all year, and they didn't let anyone down on the weekend.
Yeah, Jared, congrats on making the finals once again this year, mate. Is there any difference of preparation, feeling within the group to last year? Obviously, making the GF last year was a brilliant performance, but what's going to be the difference this year to winning that GF?
Yeah, I think we gained a lot of confidence out of that, Clarkie, that season last year, and the fact that we could we did finish fourth, and no one sort of gave us any chance to go down and beat Melbourne in Melbourne, and we went down and done that and went on to get to the grand final. So I think we gained a lot of confidence out of that. I think that's probably the main part coming out of that. And in preparation wise, mate, having that weekend off last weekend really freshened everyone up, freshened the whole club up. I know the coaches were excited to give a few kids a game and a bit of a different view of coaching. The young boys were obviously very excited, and they've bounced back into training after a win, and a few of the older boys have come back in after the weekend off nice and fresh and ready to go. So I think that's been the overall consensus for the preparation, mate. So it's just about sort of keeping a lid on it now, not getting too excited on a Tuesday. So it's, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and it's also to pay the respect to the opposition too, isn't it? I mean, you had a lot of players missing last weekend. You went to Sydney, you beat the Sharks, you've got them again this weekend. Plenty of people will be patting you on the back and saying how it'll be an easy victory for you. You can't be soft mentally this week.
No, you can't, mate. You've got to be you've got to be at your best every week, let alone a final series. It's a completely different ball game this weekend, and it's a completely different team. And I know they say we rest a lot of the players, but mate, I'm looking at some of the players they arrested: Josh Dugan, Jesse Ramian, two of their forwards, Big Rudolph, Chad Townsend comes back into the side, and they've got Wade Graham and Andrew Fifita, who are just absolute big game players, competitors, mate. So yeah, we're not looking anywhere into that. I'm looking at a Shark side who's going to be down here ready to rip in, and knowing Wade Graham, mate, he'll have them boys fired up and ready to go. So it's not going to be easy by any means, but like I said, we've got to prepare well and worry about what we can do. And hopefully get the result on the weekend.
Jared, a different one. How important to you is having that relationship with your major sponsor? We see that Canberra Milk's come on board, and I guess the perception is, sponsorship, it's just about money to the athlete or to the player. But is that a great connection for you guys? And is that something you as captain are proud of?
Yeah, I am proud of that, mate. It's like you said, there's probably a lot of teams that don't really have an affiliation or really care about who's on their jersey, but we've had a really good affiliation with their previous sponsor, or our current sponsor in Huawei, and unfortunately we had to part way with those guys, but we got along really well with them. And mate, to see Canberra Milk back on the jersey, it's I know Loz would be very excited down there. He's
go the Milk.
Already ordered his jersey, so mate, just to see that, I know all the boys are buzzing just to have it back, have that back on, and I know Canberra's buzzing. Seeing it on social media yesterday, it just lit up with the comments, and seeing the Milk back aboard. So I reckon those jerseys will sell like hotcakes.
Jared, how much are you driven now as you head into a final series, driven by still the pain of last year's grand final defeat?
Yeah, it's always there, mate. I've always said, first thing I said after that game, the only way to try and bury a few of those demons is to win one. So we've hung in this year and given ourselves every opportunity to win it this year. So that's my desire. I know that's the club's desire. I mean, we don't sit there and watch the game and think about it and talk about it all the time, but it's certainly there in the back of our minds. And I think the best way to rectify that is to go out and win one. And while we're no one's ever done it outside the top four. Hopefully that's about to change. I think the way the season's gone and everything that's happened throughout this year, there's no reason why a side can't win it from outside the top four.
How's big Josh Papali feeling, mate? He's had a sensational year.
He's fresh, mate. He's ready to go first up again. He's on the bit.
That's good. Good to know. Good to know. Jeez, he's been so impressive for you, mate. And I think the thing that stands out for me was that ankle tap in the game against the Titans up there on the Gold Coast. For a big fella to be able to do that, it just shows you how much he's putting in, week if, you know, week in. But they're little plays that make such a big difference. And I think it's those little plays are the ones that have really turned him into the best front rower in the game.
Absolutely, yeah. He's led from the front, Papa, and he's, you know, he's always he always had obviously the ability and the carries and the big hits and that, but those little efforts are the bits that, and if he doesn't get there, doesn't make that ankle tap, no one probably sees it, but the boys see it in video. So yeah, right, Papa didn't get there, but Papa was there, but because he made the ankle tap, it's gone worldwide and taken off. We've got it. If you follow the boys on social media, you might see another little surprise with that ankle tap this afternoon. Just a little heads up there.
But, beautiful. We'll have a look.
I've got a bit of a present for the boys here this morning at training that's got something to do with that. So we'll have a look at that. But yeah, mate, Papa's been outstanding. He's led from the front. And once Sia Soliola got injured too, you don't want to rely on Papa, but he's really up his game. And I think Joe Tarpany, Denamis Louie, and unfortunately Ryan Sutton got injured on the weekend, but those boys have really lifted around Papa as well. So it's not a one-man band, but it's good to be led by him, that's for sure.
Now, last Friday, Jared, Ricky texted Loz and just accused him of trying to sound like Bart Cummings with his racing knowledge. What, justified, do you think, from Sticky?
Sorry, mate.
Justified, do you think, from Sticky? Loz just getting a bit ahead of himself, or...?
Mate, he's not bad, because Sticky tipped me one on Friday that was racing in the last at Bathurst on Sunday. 15's into $3 and ran nowhere.
So. He's got no idea. He's got no idea.
Love it.
Now, intuition. Now, where you do have a share in intuition, which is shaping up for the Kosciuszko next month. And last night, when I saw we had you on today, I thought, I better go and watch this trial, which I missed yesterday, a trial with G-Tra. Oh, gee, I'll tell you what, you must be struggling to keep a lid on it. It ran pretty well.
I was pretty excited, mate. I knew he was trialing, and I forgot about it till yesterday morning. I quickly clicked on to see what time he was on, and I looked at the field and went, oh, that's an interesting trial, racing the Everest favourite. Mate, and he gave it a nice quiet ride, Sam Clipperton, and popped out off the fence. And I think he got done about three lengths to Gitra around third, which was, super exciting, mate. Clipper was very happy with him. Kurt was very happy with him. So all guns blazing to the big day, mate. I'm you're right. It's hard to keep a lid on it, but he's going very well.
Let's get completely ahead of ourselves. what date is it? October 17. Yeah. Gee, I'd tell you what, it's got
qualifying
the potential.
Final. Raiders win the qualifying final. All up into a horse.
And I might have a couple of trotters going around in the Breeders' Challenge. I don't know if it's that weekend or that night or the weekend after. So.
Look out.
A big couple of weeks coming up. look out if we win it.
Jeez. Who ended up getting your slot? The slot owner? Who was the slot owner?
I won't say his name. Just a guy and his partner from Sydney, mate. Tamarama or somewhere along there. Tamara or some.
Tamarama.
Yeah, I think that was it. He had a good story. He rang his daughter and said, "Geez, I better buy some tickets on the last afternoon," and sent her down to get, I don't know, $20 or $50 worth of tickets or whatever it was. And he rang up Kurt, and it was like waiting around to get picked in it. You know, when you're a young kid and you're like, oh, am I going to get picked in this footy team? That's what it was like waiting around for.
You've had your trial and then you're waiting for them to let you know.
Worst feeling in the world, isn't it?
Oh, it was horrible. And then all the six or seven slots went straight away and none of them were asked. And I went, geez, we're not going to get any. And I was talking to Matty Dale, and it was a bit the same with Amanda Pease, who I thought would have been one of the first ones picked. He didn't get in until after us, so... Yeah, it was a bit of a nervous way, but then him and his wife picked us, and all they said was they'd have the flat rate, and they just said, if we win it, can we keep the trophy? And we didn't even bat an eyelid at that.
you blokes would lose it anyway.
$41 about him. I don't care about the
trophy. I've seen Kurt Goldman out. He will lose it for sure. you got any trotters you can steer us into in the next, I don't know, week or so?
I've got nothing racing this week. Yep. I had one on Sunday night, and a two-year-old, the Breeders Challenge Heats, and he, I'll give the driver a spray because he's one of the groomsmen at my wedding, but he cost me a large sum and a multi, so I'm not real happy with you at the moment. But I haven't got any racing in the next week, but I'll send you one on Twitter or something if I get one coming up, mate.
That sounds beautiful. Well,
Clarky let us down last time, actually.
Oh, what did I do?
The horse. I tipped one called Clarky in it.
Oh, yeah. Don't be surprised, mate. If there's any hint of Clark involved, lock it in for a letdown.
Oh, blue over the second. I think I tipped the Domino.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did. Yeah, no, no good. Lift Clarky.
Yeah, I know. Not the first time I've heard that.
Jared always.
Just don't let Stanley promote your horse, though. Oh. He's the kiss of death.
Him and Marlo.
Always great to talk to you, Jared. Good luck against the Sharkies this week. Congratulations on another great season up to this point. And go the Raiders.
Too easy. Thanks for having me, boys.